All right. Hey, everyone. We're diving into a topic today that hits close to home, especially if you're listening in from the Sarasota and Venice area.
Okay. Yeah.
Teen depression is something a lot of families deal with. And we want to understand it better. You know, see what the signs are, how to help.
Right.
So we've pulled some really interesting stuff from Davenport Psychology.
Mm-hmm.
They're right here in the area doing some great work. Plus, we've got some solid info from the National Institute of Mental Health.
Yeah.
And even Cedars-Sinai, you know, the big hospital system. We're going to get into all of it.
Well, and I think the more we understand this, the better equipped we all are.
Right.
To support these teens who might be going through a hard time.
Exactly. So, like, one of the things that really jumped out at me.
Yeah.
Was just how many families in Sarasota and Venice are dealing with this.
Yeah.
Teen depression. It's not just some far off thing.
Right.
It's impacting our community.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And it can look so different from one teen to the next, too. You know, you think about the classic signs like being really down, sad all the time.
Yeah.
Losing interest in stuff they used to love. But it goes beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep can be all messed up. Some teens sleep way more. Others barely sleep at all.
Wow.
And then there's this feeling of like, they're just not worth anything.
Oh, boy.
Like, they don't matter.
Man, that's got to be tough.
Yeah. And that's where catching it early is so important.
That's what the National Institute of Mental Health really stresses, right?
Yeah. Early intervention. They say it makes a huge difference.
It can literally change the course of things.
Exactly. You get help early, and the outcome can be so much better.
So speaking of help,
yeah,
there's a quote from Dr. Charles R. Davenport.
Okay.
He's from Davenport Psychology, remember? He says, early intervention and personalized care are key to helping teens overcome depression and lead fulfilling lives.
He really hit the nail on the head with that.
Right. It's like, this isn't a hopeless situation.
Mm-hmm. No. There's help out there.
There's a path forward.
Yeah.
So Davenport Psychology, they offer a bunch of different things.
Right. Like, they do individual therapy, so one-on-one with a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
They also have family counseling, which can be really helpful, you know, to get everyone on the same page.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they also have group sessions.
Oh, cool.
Where teens can connect with others who are going through similar stuff.
Yeah, I bet that helps a lot.
Plus, they use these evidence-based therapies.
Evidence-based. And what does that actually mean?
Basically, it means that there's research backing them up. You know, studies have shown that these therapies actually work.
Okay, that's good to know.
Like CBT, for example. Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. It helps teens recognize those negative thought patterns they might be stuck in and then change them.
Interesting.
And they also use trauma-focused therapy.
Okay, so what's that all about?
Well, sometimes depression can be linked to, you know, some past trauma, something really difficult that happened. So this therapy helps them work through that. Process it in a healthy way.
Ah, I see. So it's not just about treating the symptoms, but really getting to the root of what's going on.
Exactly. It's about empowering these teens, giving them the tools they need to cope.
It's like, okay, you're feeling this way. Now let's figure out why and how to manage it.
Right. So, you know, if you're a parent listening to this and you're worried about your teen, it's got to be comforting to know that places like Davenport Psychology exist.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's important to remember, support doesn't stop at just therapy, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
Home environment plays a huge role.
Totally.
Creating that safe space where teens feel comfortable opening up.
Yeah, yeah. That open communication is key.
Being patient, you know? Teenagers, they don't always have the easiest time expressing themselves.
And validating their feelings, even if you don't fully understand, just letting them know you hear them.
It's more about listening than having all the answers, isn't it?
It really is. And then there's the practical stuff, too.
Like what?
Keeping a routine. That can help a lot. Encouraging them to do activities they enjoy. Even making sure they're getting enough sleep.
Yeah, all those things matter. But let's be real. Sometimes getting a teenager to talk, it's like pulling teeth.
Oh, I hear you. It can be tough.
Any advice on that?
Well, I think sometimes pushing too hard can backfire. More about finding those little ways to connect.
Like what?
Maybe doing something together that they enjoy, you know, starting a casual conversation, just being present.
Being there without overwhelming them.
Exactly. And one thing that all these sources really emphasize is recovery IS possible.
Yeah.
With the right support, teens can absolutely get through this.
That's a really important message, I think. It's not a life sentence.
Nope. There's hope. And with the right interventions, a supportive environment, to have consistent effort. These teens can overcome this. They can thrive.
Powerful stuff. And for anyone in Sarasota or Venice Dot who might need that help, Davenport Psychology is there. You can call them at 941-702-2457.
Write that down, folks.
Now, as we wrap up here, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
It goes beyond just professional help.
Mm-hmm.
What are some small things you can do to create that supportive environment for teens in your life?
Yeah, and this isn't just for parents.
Right.
Friends, teachers, anyone who cares about a teenager. Think about it. It could be a quick check-in. Just saying, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Really listening when they answer. Letting them know they matter. Every little bit makes a difference.
It really does. All right, that's it for our deep dive today.
Take care, everyone.
We'll see you next time.